Now, I hope you brought your Bibles, because I want to read in 1 Kings 21. What do you think would happen to a sheep in the midst of wolves? You know, one time Jeremiah was put on trial for his life because he was telling them God was going to destroy the city. If they didn't repent, God was going to send an army from the north, that the Babylonians were on their way. So he was put on trial for his life because he was speaking words that they considered to be treacherous, unpatriotic, subversive. And his trial was not going very well until a few elders spoke up for him and warned the other elders not to do this. So he escaped by the skin of his teeth. Right after that story, I mean, the next few verses, it tells of another prophet, just like Jeremiah, saying the same things, who fled to Egypt when he was going to be put on trial for his life, and they went and got him and brought him back and executed him. He was no better or worse than Jeremiah, but he died, and Jeremiah didn't. Jeremiah lived to be thrown into a pit of mud, to be ridiculed in public. And he lived to be taken captive into Egypt by his own fellow Israelites. Did you get the blog this week? Sometimes evil wins, and there's not a thing you can do about it. Jesus is sending his disciples out as sheep in the midst of wolves. He's calling the Israelites wolves. He's calling his disciples sheep. In 1 Kings 21, we got the story of Naboth. You know it well, but we need to pay attention to it. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, which was the winter palace of Ahab and Jezebel was. And his vineyard was next to the palace of Ahab, the king of Samaria. His vineyard went right up to the wall of the king's palace. And Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is next to my house, it's near to my house, and I will give you for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give you the worth of it in money." That's a reasonable deal. All over the world people do that. But the kingdom that God established on the earth was not like the world. Your possession had been divided to you by line through the anointing of God through Joshua and the high priest Eleazar. And it was so important that it remain and each tribe keep its own territory, so important to God, that every 50 years, everybody got their land back. If you had to sell it because you'd become poor. In the year of Jubilee, in the 50th year, it went back to the father's original land, original lines. It was important to keep your inheritance, just to honor God, if nothing else. And Naboth felt that. It would be wrong to give up his father's inheritance. And he was living on the northern part of the country, and they had abandoned the law of Moses. So at the end of 50 years, it probably wouldn't go back to the original tribe. And so he refused. He said, "No, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto you." And Ahab came into his house, heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers." And Ahab laid him down on his bed, turned away his face, and would eat no bread. You talk about a grown, spoiled brat. There you got it. He's king, lying on his bed with his face to the wall, pouting, because Naboth won't sell his father's inheritance. Now Jezebel, this foreign woman that he had married, came to him and said, Why? What's wrong? Why is your spirit so sad that you're not eating bread? And he said, because I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said, give me thy vineyard for money, or else if it please you, I'll give thee another vineyard for it. And he said, he won't do it. And I'm not eating. Now, Jezebel was part of the world completely. She must have just shaken her head and said, you just don't know how to be king, do you? Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, do you now govern the kingdom of Israel? Who's in charge around here? Who's king? Who gets to say what? Her father was king up north. He knew how to reign. She probably had learned some of her tricks from him.